Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And live toxic free. If I sound a little different today, it's because I'm having this technical difficulty, not with my microphone, but with my headset. And I have two headsets, actually, and which I have to wear. I can't just talk into my to the mic, I have to listen on the headset, otherwise there's feedback. So we're doing this on the telephone today. Fortunately, we have multiple ways to communicate, and I'll figure out what's going on with my headset, and hopefully we'll be back to better quality tomorrow. Today is Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, on a still a winter day. I love this time of year when it's like winter is, one day it's winter and the next day it starts to be spring, and then it goes back to winter, and we're supposed to be having more cold weather next week. But it's just kind of this in-between the seasons time that I just think is so wonderful, and orchids are blooming in my backyard, and I have this bank of azaleas under my window where I look out where I'm sitting here doing the radio show, and the first one bloomed yesterday. So wherever you are, spring is on the way. Today we're going to have a very interesting show, which I think is very important. All the shows are important, but sometimes there's individual things that are very unusual. And the unusual thing that we're doing today is we're going to be talking about certified organic fabrics that are certified by the Global Organic Textile Standard. And we've talked about that before, but what's unusual about today's show is that my guest is the owner of a small shop in France, actually, where all they sell, the only thing that they sell is GOTS certified organic fabrics. And she has recently opened an online website where you can purchase all of these certified GOTS organic fabrics. You can purchase them online, and you can sew with them. And I didn't check, but I think possibly there's upholstery fabrics. We'll talk about that. But she's got all kinds of fabrics, and these are fabrics that are certified organic at every step of production. These are the purest fabrics in the world, and you can now order them online. And prior to this, these were not available to the general public, but they are now. So we're going to talk today with my guest about these fabrics, why they're so special. She's going to tell us about what are the different types of fabrics that she sells. So if you sew, this is really important. If you don't sew, it's still important because you could buy these fabrics and have someone sew them for you into anything that you want, any textile product that you use in your home, sheets, curtains, tablecloths, clothing, anything you want can now be GOTS certified fabric. This is a big breakthrough. Usually I don't have businesses, I'm not talking to businesses that are based in other countries, but my policy is that if there isn't a similar business in the United States, I'll promote the business that is in another country if it's as exceptional as this one. And before we get started, I just want to tell you that in addition to our technical problems, my guest speaks English as her second language, and so we're going to be talking slower, and just listen carefully, and this is all going to be transcripted next week. But we're going to get a lot of good information today, and I'm very excited to be doing this show. So my guest today is Stephanie Abgral. I hope I'm saying that right. She's the founder of Only Organic Family Fabric Shop, which is onlyorganicfabricshop-in-between.com. And she's based in the Brittany region of France. And as I said, they sell only full GOTS certified organic fabrics where the yarns, spinning, weaving, washing, and dyeing, everything, every step of the way is GOTS certified. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Deborah.
Or I should say bonjour.
Thank you for broadcasting my interview. It's very nice of you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. So first tell us, how did you get interested in selling something as unusual as GOTS certified organic fabrics?
Well, this was a way of evolving in my personal life, because after graduating in finance, I had been working as a manager in a major French company, and I was tired of our way of life. That meant long transportation time, few gratitude, sometimes unethical treatment. And so I longed for a job which could make me happy every day and could help our citizens feel better. So I was much interested in organic products, organic food or other products, and also in creative activities such as sewing. So when I created the French business, the mother business, in 2009, there were no organic fabric available in shops or online shops in France that you could buy by the yard. You could only buy by the rolls and by huge quantities. So yeah. This was the beginning of our online shop in France, which is called BioTissu, which means organic fabrics.
That's so wonderful what you're doing. So what was the response when you opened your shop? And do you have a physical shop or are you just online in France?
We also have the only full GOTS fabric organic shop in France.
That's it's wonderful.
Small retail shop.
What was the response when you opened your shop?
It was in Brittany, near Brest.
And did the customers flock in, or did you have to explain to people what you were doing, or how did people respond when they started learning about GOTS?
I must say that in the first times, people looked at me as a stupid person because they told me, but organic, what is organic fabric? Fabric is made from cotton. It's natural. And so I had to explain that conventional or non-organic fabrics are toxic. And there was much education time for the customers to discover this. There were some small brands and small professionals that were very, very interested in buying by small quantities. And so the business developed very quickly. So we are now a leader on the French market for organic fabrics, as well for individuals, as well as for professionals.
And I understand that you're also developing the first GOTS certified sewing workshop in France for your professional
yes.
customers.
Yes, we are developing. We have a workshop, and we are developing a GOTS certification on this workshop, in order to meet our customers' needs to get organic fashion, which GOTS certification.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. So we've only got about a minute till we need to go to break, so I don't want to start asking you a big question. But tell us just briefly, like, is there a difference in how organic fabrics look and feel?
So organic fabrics are grown organically and don't need pesticides or are not issued of GMO seeds. That's the basic definition of organic fabrics, but mm-hmm. it's much more complicated.
No, we'll talk about it after the break, but I'm just
yeah.
asking, does it look different? Does organic fabric look different than a standard fabric? Or does
it
feel different?
It's much softer.
That's been my experience, too, because I have some organic clothing, and it is much softer. I had one of the first things that I had that was organic was, you may be familiar that here we have naturally colored organic yarn, cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I had a sweater. I found a sweater that had been hand-knitted out of this yarn, and it is so soft. It's so soft. It feels completely different than the standard cotton, so it really is a treat. Well, let's go to break, and so that we'll have plenty of time to talk when we come back about what we'll talk when we come back is about what's toxic about fabrics that is leading you to wanting to do organic. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. My guest today is Stephanie Abgraw, founder of Only Organic Fabric Shop, and that's at onlyorganicfabricshop.com, only-organic-fabric-shop.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Stephanie Abgraw. She's the founder of Only Organic Fabric Shop website. That's only-organic-fabric-shop.com. And all she sells, 100% GOTS certified organic fabrics, which you can buy by the yard. And she started her shop in France, and she's speaking to us from France today, from the Brittany region. And she has now opened online a shop where we can buy these GOTT certified fabrics by the yard ourselves for our own use at home. And she ships worldwide, so any of you living anywhere can now have GOTT certified organic fabrics. So, Stephanie, tell us, now, the point here is not just that the cotton is organic certified, but that the whole process. So can you tell us about the process of turning a fabric the fiber into a fabric, and where the toxic chemicals are in that process, so that my listeners can understand better why the GOTT certification is so important?
So let me explain quickly how ordinary fabrics are manufactured. They are grown using mainly GMO seeds, and GMO seeds have a tragical consequence. That is, they increase the resistance of pests, so they increase the use of pesticides. This is nonsense because they were aimed at killing the pests, but it's not the fact. And for instance, growing cotton represents 2% of the cultivated fields, but 25% of the pesticides used in the world.
Wow.
And
wow.
That is only, yes, that's huge.
It is.
And this is
it
only
is.
The first step in fabric processing. Then the fibers, the ordinary fabrics, are processed with chemicals. For instance, bamboo fabrics are made by using hydrochloric acid and caustic soda.
Mm-hmm.
Then they are dyed with heavily toxic products. And moreover, most often the working and environmental conditions are poor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some manufacturers decided to develop organic certified fabrics. And now the global organic textile standard certification is recognized worldwide as the most serious certification for organic fabrics, because its specification covers the whole processing of the fabric, and they ensure a perfect traceability of them from the field to the shop.
Yes, it's quite a process. And one of the most important things to me, being most interested in toxics, is that the standard actually has a list, I believe, of toxic chemicals that cannot be used.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The list is very, very long, but shortly, let's say that there should be no chlorates, no phthalates, no azotic agents, no nickel, no lead, and so on.
Yes. And it also, they don't allow GMOs.
Yes, they don't allow GMOs because the fibers must be natural. That is mostly cotton, flax, wool, silk. And they must be grown according to organic agriculture specifications. That is no pesticides and no GMO.
And is that difficult to find?
It was difficult to find 20 years ago, but now, especially in Turkey, the cotton agriculture has turned to organic agriculture. So they are specialists in organic fabric, and the factories, the spinning, weaving, knitting factories, are maybe 40 miles away from the field, so it's really, really ecological.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Good, good. So tell us when you get by the fabric, who are you buying it from? Are you buying it from the finished product at the end? You're buying it from a manufacturer who has been certified. Tell us about the certification from field to it getting into your hands. What are the steps that need to be certified?
So we are manufacturing our fabrics with certified factories, And so every step is traceable. That is to say that every actor in the list must be certified. The cotton grower or flax grower must be certified according organic agricultural needs. Then the spinner, the washer, the dyer, the weaver, the knitter, the printer must also be certified. And so there is a certificate at every step. And this certification are inspected every year.
And so when you as the seller, the retailer, when you get the material, the fabric, do you get one sort of certificate, or do you get a number of certificates all down the line, or does that one certificate that you get at the end represent that all those other certificates are there?
So we are manufacturer, and we get a certificate for each production. And the certificate describes very precisely the number of rolls, the type of fabrics, the rolls are numbered and so are traceable just to the field. Because if there is a problem on the production, then we can know where the missing point was.
This is so incredible. It's just, I think that every product in the world ought to have this kind of accountability. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, one of the problems that I've run into in the past is that I'll call a manufacturer and I'll ask a question about what happened in this point of production, and they don't know anything about it. And contrast this, listeners, contrast manufacturers know nothing about their product with this, where Stephanie and other GOTS certified people can just look back. It's all documented. It's all traced. They can know exactly what's happened at every point of production. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about GOTS and more about Stephanie's beautiful fabrics. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Stephanie Abgral, founder of Only Organic Fabric Shop. And that's at only-organic-fabric-shop.com, where you can order GOTS-certified organic fabrics by the yard for your own personal use at home. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Stephanie Abgral. She's the founder of the Only Organic Fabric Shop website, which is only-organic-fabric-shop.com. She's talking to us today from France, where she actually has a shop, a physical shop, where she sells GOTS-certified organic fabrics that you can purchase by the yard in small amounts, which we can, too, now anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world that you're listening to this show. You can go to this website and get GOTS-certified organic fabrics by the yard to make things in your own home, and Stephanie will ship them to you. So, Stephanie, I've been looking at your website during the break. I've been looking at it prior to also, and you have so many different kinds of things that people can choose from, and I want to talk about them. I want you to describe them to us. But first, I just want to say that this website is designed to be international, and so if you go to the website and you see that the prices are all in pounds sterling or something, you can go up in the upper right-hand corner. There's a little currency drop-down menu, and so I've chosen the dollar sign so I can look at the prices in U.S. dollars. So that's just something to keep in mind when you go to the site. Okay, so tell us what you've got.
Sorry?
Tell us about your fabrics.
So we sell only cotton and flax.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wide range of cotton. We have woven cotton such as veil, poplin, denim, French terry, velvet, muslin, twill. We have also wide width fabrics for bed linen or home furnishing. We also have a wide range of knitted cotton, which goes from jersey to sweet, stretch terry, cotton fleece, lambstide plush, and so on. And we also have woven flax and a very valuable linen jersey, which is just wonderfully soft.
Ooh, linen jersey. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's a wonderful fabric.
Wow.
So our flax is grown and woven in France. This was very important for us. And we founded an association with the growers. That is that means that I shake hands with my growers every year. And so I can precisely tell who grew the seeds of flax that are in our linen fabrics. And it's quite unique, I think.
It is very unique. But again, I just want to say that this is the way every product should be. That we should know, be able to know what's going on. I've given the example before of that I used to, when I lived in California, I belonged to a community-supported agriculture program, which is where you buy shares in a farm, and then every week you get a share of what the harvest is. And the one that I belonged to happened to be, well, not far from my house, but I had to go down the hill and up another hill. But if I could just fly from my house to the farm, it's a very short distance. It was just that there wasn't a road directly from my house to the farm. So I had to take a circuitous route. But the thing is that I could go to the farm anytime I wanted to. I could walk around the farm. I could ask them what they were doing. I could look at the food growing. I could participate in the growing of the food. I could know everything about the food that I wanted to know. And it was practically in my backyard. And I think that we should be, that kind of transparency should exist for every product. And that's just a simple example, but you know your growers, you know the people that are processing the fibers into the fabric, and that's just the way it should be. It's just a very beautiful thing. So I noticed that there's not a lot of colors. There's some of them. Well, I guess the first question might be, if I were to click through on some of these, are they going to say it comes in different colors? Yes.
Yes, we can get every color in organic fabrics. We can dye with organic dyes, which doesn't mean it's systematically vegetal dyes. It can be also a chemical dyes, but with known toxic components in these dyes. And we can get any color. What you have to understand is that the only organic fabric shop website was created shortly, late last year. And so there will be new products very, very soon. We have a lot of colors in our French on our French websites, and so other colors are coming. Tomorrow, for instance, there will be two colors for French terry. We received them today in our shop. So tomorrow you can buy them on our online shop.
So are all? So how can we look at that? Do you have a link on the Only Organic Fabric Store to your French site? Because could somebody, like, if I wanted to go look at the French site, could I then say to you? In French. I don't speak French. What did I then say?
There is a very poor translation.
I want this one from your French site.
There is a very poor English translation on the French website, and that was the main reason to create the English-American-speaking website. But, of course, you can have a link to the French website, and we have about 250 references on this site.
And is there a link to the French site on your English speaking Only Organic Fabric Store site?
There will be one very, very soon.
I think that would be a great idea. So another thing I want to point out is that people can order samples of your organic fabrics.
Yes.
And I think they're only 39 cents. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah,
that's what it says. Yeah, 39 cents, and that's great. So for people who are concerned about, you know, if you tolerate fabrics or whatever, you can get samples just from her before you even order, And that's also another excellent point that you've done. I'm trying to remember. I have part of my attention is on the technical things going on today, talking on the phone and instead of all my other things, so I have attention elsewhere. But tell us about, I'm looking at, there's a section called batting, wadding, and quilt fibers.
Mm-hmm.
So I see padding and wadding, but I don't know what either of those things are. Can you explain that?
I'm not sure I used the right terms for this this type of fabric. In fact, it is a cotton fabric or wool fabric. It's non-woven fabric, in fact.
Okay, we'll talk more about it when we come back because we need to go to break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Stephanie Abgral from the Only Organic Fabric Shop, where she sells all these great gut-certified organic fabrics. Only-organic-fabric-shop.com. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is, oops, I just lost the page. Stephanie, she's...
Yes.
I'm clicking on, I try to make everything sound like it's totally perfect behind the scenes. And I'm sitting here clicking on tabs on my website, on my browser here, and I just closed the tab that has your name on it, Stephanie
Abgral.
Abgral from Only Organic Fabric Store. That's only-organic-fabric-shop.com. And I want to get back to this page that's got the cotton padding and the cotton wadding on it, because one of the things that I love about this site is that it has unusual things on it that we don't find here. And so I was looking during the break, and so I want to explain and ask a question. So cotton padding, it says it's for quilting and blankets and clothes. So is this like a cotton fabric that it's like a fabric, because you say blankets, like could you just buy some of this and make a blanket from it?
It's basically it's non-woven fabric, and it's just mechanically processed to get a thick fabric that you can use in batting or wadding for example for quilts or blankets or even for stuffing clothes that you want to be warmer.
Okay, but you couldn't just take this non-woven fabric and make a blanket. Would it not hold together? You do need to put it in between other fabrics?
Yes, it needs to be quilted between two fabrics because like just a cotton you use for washing yourself, and I don't know the word in English, but it's just like hydrophil cotton. You know,
okay.
It comes like that, so you have to put it between two other fabrics.
I see. Okay, so then that's the padding, but then you have something called wadding, W-A-D-D-I-N-G, which is fluffier. So that would be like if you wanted to make a stuffed toy or cushions or a mattress or something like that.
Exactly. That is just cotton that is just in bulk.
Yes, yes. And this would, now the important thing about this is, I want to say is that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong and you have different information, but I've heard from numerous sources that there have been tests done which show that the pesticides, by the time a piece of fabric is processed, even though the pesticides are bad for the environment, that there's no residue of pesticides in fabric. But that they are present if you're buying cotton. We call it batting here, but what you're calling wadding, because that's just like the raw cotton. And so it's especially important to buy this organic if you're going to be putting it in a pillow or a mattress or something like that, because it's going to be full of pesticides.
Exactly. Because we are living on fabrics every hour on in our life, and so it's really, really important to have safe fabrics and safe home linen or safe furnishing and safe clothes. And the fact is that when you use organic fabrics, you only you not only get no pesticides, but also you get no allergy to the fabric. And it's
right.
really, really important.
And there's also no toxic finishes on them either, which is, I mean, I'm always looking at the first thing that people are exposed to are the finishes, like the permanent press finish or sizing and things like that. And your fabrics don't have any of those things on them.
Of course not. Of course not. They have only natural finishing. That is to say, maybe washing is made with natural natural washing methods, and there are no phthalates or any toxics in it. And moreover, our prints and dyes are also non-toxic. And you can often find fabrics which are made from organic cotton, but then the processing and finishing are not certified. And that is nonsense, because the most toxic part of it is the dyeing and finishing and printing of the fabric.
You know, I just want to really, really underline that, put it in italics and put exclamation marks on it and bold what you just said, because so many times we see fabric products that are called organic cotton or whatever the fabric is, but it's not GOTS certified. And if you don't see GOTS certified organic cotton, then it's only the fiber is organic, but not the rest of the process. And this is why it was so important for me to have you on today, because of that one point, that there's so many, and the consumers need to separate out and understand that if it doesn't say GOTS certified organic, then just plain old organic only refers to the fiber itself and not any of the rest of the processing.
Yes, that's it. The consumer should be very vigilant to this, and I must say they should ask the retailer where the fabric comes from. What is the certification? Can I get the certificate? Can I see who is certificated? Which step is certificated? And by this way, you can be sure that your fabric is safe.
Yes. And I think that we're just now at this point in time in the very first baby steps of just there being a few people doing this. But this is really the direction that it's going. Don't you see it expanding as time goes by, in terms of more and more fabrics being certified?
Yes, but many of our customers, they came to us, in fact, when they had their first baby, because they were concerned about the security and the safety for their baby's clothing. And, for instance, we have a lot of customers who are making clothes diapers, and then they are making their baby's bed linen or clothes, and then the baby grow, and they made children clothes and so on. And it's a way to have people aware of the qualities and the non-toxicity of this fabric.
That's so wonderful. Now, all of your fabrics are made in Europe, correct?
Excuse me?
All of your fabrics are made in Europe?
Most of them are made in Turkey, which is very close to Europe because it is the only place where we can grow cotton. And our flax is grown and woven in France. Our denims and chambrays are also woven in France. So as for our wide width fabrics, which are also woven in France, we try to have the smaller transportation as possible.
Well, I just want to reiterate that the reason that we're talking today is because in America, It's my understanding that there are no gut-certified fabrics. Number one, they're not produced in America. And number two, they're not sold in America by American businesses. There's not even a website, a single website that I know of like yours by an American-based company that is offering what you're offering. So I so appreciate that you are doing what you're doing and that you're really a forerunner, and it's a very important thing.
Thank you. Yes, indeed, there is no factory in the United States that has a whole GOT certified process. You can get fabrics which are made from organic fibers, then the process is not certified.
Right. And so I think that we're going to start seeing a change towards the GOT certification, because as more people find out the difference, then they'll be choosing the certified products. At least I will be telling them to. So we only have about a minute left. Is there anything else you'd want to say that you haven't said?
First of all, I want to thank you for the time you took to talk with me, because it's a really important moment for me. And that's all. Merci.
Well, merci to you. Thank you. So I'll give your website address again, onlyorganicfabricshop.com, and there's hyphens in between each one of them. And again, you can get woven cottons, printed cottons, cotton jersey and knits and organic flax and linen and stuffing for your pillows and mattresses and quilts and especially wide-width organic fabrics, which are often very hard to find. You can get samples, and every single bit of it, 100%, you don't have to read the description. Every bit of it is 100% GOT certified organic, which is the strictest standard in the world for fabrics. So again, thank you so much, Stephanie, for being with me. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com to listen to other shows or listen to the show again or read the transcripts, because we now have transcripts. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.